A Senate committee has issued the first congressional subpoenas to the Bush White House, demanding records about Bush administration contacts with the Enron Corporation. The Senate Governmental Affairs Committee approved the subpoenas yesterday in a party line vote of 9-8. Last night, the White House sent what it called some preliminary results of an internal review to the committee. The subpoenas raised the stakes in the ongoing dispute over information between Congress and the Bush administration. NPR's David Wellner reports.
The Democratic chairman of the committee, Joe Lieberman, emphasized during a decidedly partisan debate before the vote on the subpoenas that his panel does not have what he called specific evidence of wrongdoing by the Bush White House. And the former Democratic vice presidential candidate and potential 2004 challenger to President Bush angrily rejected charges by Republicans that the subpoenas issued to the White House amount to a fishing expedition.
This chairman has not singled out the White House. The White House has singled itself out by making clear to us that it will refuse to comply with a reasonable request for information as part of an investigation of a scandalous collapse of a corporation that has cost the American public billions of dollars and hurt our economy.
Both the president's and the vice president's offices received identical subpoenas. Lieberman said the White House is at best slow-walking and at worst stonewalling the requests for information his committee sent out 7 weeks ago.
To this day, for example, the White House is declining to determine for the committee the scope or extent of contacts the president or the vice president may have had with Enron, either about regulatory issues or about appointments.
Last night, White House counsel Alberto Gonzalez sent Lieberman a letter containing details of some contacts the Bush White House has had with former Enron chairman Ken Lay. But an aide to Lieberman said in no way would that information have been sufficient to avert the subpoenas. The aide said the White House continues to refuse to disclose communications the president and vice president may have had involving Enron. The committee's top Republican, Tennessee's Fred Thompson, defended the White House by invoking Watergate.
Surely no one expects any president to turn over such information that lies at the core of the executive function, especially when the D.C. Circuit held in one of the Watergate cases that to overcome a presidential privilege, the committee would have to show that, quote, the subpoenaed evidence is demonstrably critical to the responsible fulfillment of its functions. That's the Nixon case.
Thompson said he's convinced Democrats on the committee are trying to force the White House to invoke executive privilege, an action that could carry the taint of Watergate. Mississippi Republican Thad Cochran also questioned Lieberman's motivations for issuing subpoenas for any contacts that some 1,600 White House employees may have had with Enron.
It's obvious it is premature. It is obvious that if you got everything you asked for, you wouldn't know what to do with it. You wouldn't have the capacity to manage it and deal with it in a thoughtful and deliberate way.
But Lieberman maintained that issuing the subpoenas shows the committee's seriousness about pursuing the requested information.
And hopefully it will send that message to the White House, and hopefully the White House will respond, and hopefully we will not ever have to proceed to enforce the subpoena.
White House spokeswoman Ann Womack said in a statement, "We're perplexed as to why the senator chose to pursue this confrontational approach." And spokesman Ari Fleischer told reporters the subpoenas were unnecessary. He accused Lieberman's committee of not cooperating with the White House. While Enron was a major contributor to the Bush presidential campaign, Fleischer said the White House has found no instance of the failed energy trader approaching anyone in the executive office of the president for help prior to going bankrupt. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.